مولانا اشرف دقرات، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
How are you keeping مولانا؟
الحمد لله مولانا.
A very interesting book this morning, The Line of Allah by مولانا عبد المعبود.
Yes مولانا, this title is The Line of Allah, سيدنا حمزة رضي الله عنه, by مولانا محمد عبد المعبود. And it is one of the books that we have been looking at in the series that have been published by Mustafa Publishers. This book deals with the biography of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the author in a very thorough way goes through the biography of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu in one book. He says that he met one of his colleagues at some point, and they found, and they were discussing the fact that there isn't a book that is devoted entirely to looking at Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu's life from authentic sources, a detailed study of his life. Yet Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu is this famous hero in Islam. We know that he has been called the Asadullah, the lion of Islam, and the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in his introduction, the author tells us why he's written this book. He says that if we consider the life of a Muslim, then his life is always a life where he has to, on the one hand, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And since the beginning of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that people have decided to put their strength against the forces of shaitan and the forces of evil. And these people, who we know as the shuhada, the great martyrs of Islam, need to be recognized for their contribution. It is because of them that this deen the teachings of deen have been preserved. He in some lens looks at the fadilat and the virtues of the shuhada in Islam, the person who goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the sake that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the most superior thing in this world. These are people who must be recognized, and people must know their worth, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks highly about them in the Quran Kareem, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith echoes the fadila and the virtue in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says that the person who has got this title of Sayyidu Shuhada, the leader of the martyrs, is none other than Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. And therefore he has devoted this book to the study and research into Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala's life. He starts off by looking at basic biographical details such as the name, lineage, birth, at which point he accepted Islam, how he came to accept Islam, his hijrah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then some of his early battles that he took part in. And he was known for his bravery, his strength, the expedition of Abwa, the battle of Badr, and then the battle of Qaynuqa, and finally the battle of Uhud, where Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, we know, was made shaheed, and this has been recorded and remembered by people throughout the ages, the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu on the occasion of Uhud. He then goes to discuss the various sources for information about this martyrdom. He discusses, for example, the hadith that mentioned the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hamza, and then the specifically the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the leader of the martyrs before Allah on the day of Qiyamah will be Hamza. That hadith is given a detailed explanation and treatment in this book, and then he looks at how the mufassirin have recorded this incident, and lastly looks at how the historians have recorded this incident of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. Then he goes to look at his death and tries to determine the date of his death, and then aspects of his funeral, the burial, and the Salatul Janaza that was performed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then that horrendous incident of the way in which the body of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu was mutilated, and then he looks at the wives and children that he left behind, and finally how Abu Sufyan accepted Islam, and Wahshi ibn Harb accepted Islam, and also Hinda bint Utba, these people who were involved in the death of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, how they all eventually accept Islam. Throughout the book, he has a number of details that we were not aware of before. He, for example, discusses the whole question about the title, Sayyid al-Shuhada, the leader of the Shuhada, and says this title is not specific for Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. There were others also who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this title. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib was one such person. Bilal radiallahu anhu was also given this title by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite the fact that he didn't pass away in battle. And he says there's something to be said about that also. He says that Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu certainly has this great title, but it is not specific or not exclusive to Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. It can also refer to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. And if we refer it and we use the title for Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, there is no problem. And this is the Sunni point of view, and we are very balanced as far as that is concerned. Finally, he looks at some of the legends that have been and fables that have been attributed to Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, and he shows that a number of these fables refer to some other Hamza, a Hamza that was a person from the Khariji sect, Hamza bin Abdullah, and there are volumes of books that are written about the travels of Hamza and legends that have been developed around this figure Hamza, but he says that we must stick to what is known in the authentic sources, and there is enough there to provide inspiration for Muslims. So all in all, a very good study, alhamdulillah, and really, Maulana, we need to know the Sahaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's greatest miracle, we know, was the fact that he had been given the Quran Kareem, and he had been given this band of people that he was able to train and able to prepare and who we know about in detail. There's no other prophet about and their companions about whom we know so much detail, or who have recorded so much detail for us about their prophet, like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions have contributed to this ummah. So this is a very, very important book to develop the love for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu in our lives.
Maulana?
Ji, Maulana.
What's the length of the book?
Maulana, the length of the book is about 117 pages, all in all, with the references.
Oh,
so it's a short book. It's in A5 size. So, and it's an easy read. It makes for easy reading.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to get through it easily, Maulana.
MashaAllah. And what's the price, Maulana, and where can we obtain the copy?
Maulana, these books are available from, according to the inside cover, they say that the distributors for Al Mustafa Publishers in South Africa, Al Huda Publishers in Johannesburg, and IG Hussein in Durban. These books have just arrived in South Africa, so one will have to inquire from these bookshops about the prices.
Mm-hmm. Interesting indeed. But also, early on during the week, I'm referring to last week, I see you sent an email. I know it's early time, but I think we can discuss it now also. In that email, you made a very valuable suggestion that we should try and gather information about what was done in Islamic publication in the past, and you are specifically referring to South African publications, and you outlined the benefit there, that the sense of our own Islamic history we can gauge, and also the development of the Muslim community. Tell us more about this initiative that you have in mind, Maulana.
No, Maulana, I think that our listeners perhaps are a great source of inspiration for us. They always tell us about some books that they've read. And, you know, some listeners brought to my attention that, alhamdulillah, a great deal of publication has taken place in South Africa. We have publishing houses here. From early times, people have been writing and publishing Islamic literature in South Africa. And yet we have no record about that. We have no information about that. And it would be perhaps a good idea if we could gather that information somewhere, identify who was publishing books in South Africa, at which time were those publications made available to the public, what was the nature of those publications, and maybe identify some even earlier books that were published in the early days in South Africa when we didn't have a great deal of literature that we have now. I think people made important and valuable contributions to spreading deen and preserving the identity of Muslims in South Africa through these publications. So I think we need to somehow gather that information. And I think if our listeners have that information, if they know of, or if they have with them even old publications from South Africa, or even in the recent past, publications from South Africa, if they inform us about it, it would be of interest to other readers as well. And at least this will be, this information will be recorded, that the book was published here, and this was the content of the book, and who were the publishers, etc.
Most definitely, this will serve as an invaluable information, piece of information for the future generations, Manana. I know we haven't yet conceptualized the entire process, but perhaps just a number that people can refer to, or an email address that people can contact, Manana.
Gee, perhaps through yourself, they all have your email address, and if they need my email address, I'm available as well. It's Molvi, at 786.co.zm.
Okay, Maulana, jazakumullah for that, and we hope to speak to you next week, inshallah.
Khair, Maulana. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, that's an interesting initiative by Maulana, and he's intending to record all the literature that's available in South Africa, and he's speaking specifically about the South African community, so that people coming after us can actually relate to our works, that say, alhamdulillah, the Muslim community has come thus far, we have achieved so much in publication, in terms of publications, these are all the books, alhamdulillah, the South African community produced, and through the efforts of the ulama and the people around, so much of literature has been gathered specifically by the South African Muslim community. So to get in touch with that and to find out more, inshallah, you can email me on hbobat, that's hbobat at radioislam.co.za. I know some people are sitting with very rare collections. For example, I picked up one book of Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi on the essence of Qurbani, and what a phenomenal angle he has covered in that book of his. But I tried to track down the newer publications of the same copy, but I was unable to do so, not in South Africa. And then I realized that these are some valuable books that we had in the past, and perhaps we can jot it down and get it recorded. It will serve as a valuable piece of information for the people to come afterwards. So if you are a person that has some old literature published in South Africa, done by the South African community, you can get in touch with us, inshallah. And myself, Mala Ashraf Dokrat, will give you more information. The email address, hbobat, that's hbobat at radioislam.co.za. We're going to go for a commercial break. When we return, inshallah, we'll have the weekly basic fiqh program with Mufti Zubair.